Hi, you're listening to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. The word Mrigashira represents perseverance, courage, and strength. It denotes action orientation and quest for knowledge. Communication industry is all about this and more, isn't it? So Mrigashira is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radharadhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. In our podcast, we discuss industry trends, talk to experts, newsmakers, and wannabe professionals. This podcast is not about DigiTales or me. It's a podcast by you, for you, and of you. So here we go. If somebody were to tell me that they are going to give me news without judgment, my reaction would be, you must be kidding. But then, that's what Editor G has been doing for some years now. We spoke to the man behind the venture, journalist come technopreneur, Vikram Chandra. Editor G has been quite popular in the last couple of years that it started out. In this exclusive chat with us, Vikram shares his perspective on how digital consumption of news is going to bring the much-needed democratization in the news industry, how he's using artificial intelligence to empower the news consumers, and he feels the power is going to be in the hands of the masses who consume the news and not with the editors who sit in some ivory tower and decide what is news and what is not. Hi Vikram, welcome to Mrigashira. Thanks for talking to us. Tell us more about the RPSG deal you signed recently.
So we've spent, in the 2 years since Editor G was launched, we spent a lot of time working out the concepts, figuring out how it should be done. Now, having built all of that, obviously what we really needed was scale, because it's one thing to have a good idea. You need to be able to scale it. You need to be able to build it up. You need to be able to make it really large. And that's where we thought that the Sanjeev Winkra RPSG Group was a perfect partner for that. They're also the very credible house, very long-term players. They understand, some of the changes that have to be done. And really, if you take the building blocks of the platform that we have created, and the IP and the technology and the content that is there, and you add to that the ability of the RPSG Group to help us scale, it becomes a winning partnership.
That's interesting. Tell me, are you also planning to add more Indian languages? Because we find most platforms limiting themselves to English or at best Hindi.
In terms of languages, yes, 100%. Editor G already today, I think we are the only app that I know of, not just in India, but in the world, which enables you to change languages on the fly from your home speech. Right? If you're watching the English, you're watching an English playlist, you just go there, tap that button, and you can go from English to Hindi, right? And there is a third language that we're going to be doing very soon.
How is artificial intelligence going to revolutionize newsrooms? How does that work?
Till now, on television news, you're used to some big Editor G, like sitting in some studio somewhere dictating or deciding what news you should be seeing. By nature of television news, you don't have a choice. You can choose to switch off the channel, but you are entirely at the mercy of some Editor G who's sitting in some big office somewhere, who will decide this is the news that you should see and this is the news that you should not see, right? That's the way it fundamentally works. Already what you have with Editor G is the ability for the AI algorithm to create the newscast for you based on you, your profile, your interests, and some editorial priorities.
Thanks for talking to us, Vikram. We wish you and Editor G all the best. Welcome back. You are listening to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. Our next topic is one that's eternally debated. It's about women in PR, their career, their progression, and their salary. I came across an interesting survey done by Global Women in PR, GWPR as it's called. The survey pointed out that 65% of those surveyed believe that it will take them much longer to close the gender pay gap. About half of them feel that their job security is at much more risk than men in the PR industry as a direct consequence of the pandemic. Job security, budget cuts, retaining business, adapting to new ways of working, and mental health all are concerns that worry women globally in PR industry. I spoke to Melissa Arlappan, founder member of GWPR in India, about these and much more. Hey Melissa, thanks for talking to us and welcome to Mrigashira. I saw the GWPR survey results. Tell us more about it and also what are your plans for GWPR in India?
The recent GWPR or Global Women in PR research on the impact of COVID-19 on the working lives of women in PR globally does not augur very well for women's advancement in the industry. The momentum towards a more gender-balanced world has, in fact, taken a step backwards. In the survey, 65% of respondents believe it will now take longer to close the gender pay gap, while 52% believe that the progression towards women reaching leadership positions will slow down. Job security is also a concern, with nearly half of those surveyed indicating that women in the PR industry will have less job security than men. While the news is both disturbing and disconcerting, Indian practitioners too fed into this study, and I do not believe it is very different in India, and in fact, might be even more accentuated. When GWPR did its global annual survey in 2019, and in fact the next survey is underway right now, and I would encourage everyone in PR and communications, man or woman, to participate, the survey indicated that there was still a lot of work we needed to do in India for women to be in PR to advance in their careers. Issues like child caring responsibilities, lack of flexi and family-friendly policies, lack of work-life balance in senior roles, lack of leadership training for women, lack of senior women role models, the fact that there is no progress in removing barriers to advance women, the lack of transparency in recruitment and promotion, and that it is primarily men who take promotion decisions and promote people like themselves, were all seen as primary barriers in India to women progressing to senior positions. The latter is particularly concerning. If you look at the Indian homegrown agencies and at their advisory boards, their boards of directors, the expert team, or whatever nomenclature they may use, you will see that most are predominantly men. In fact, some have no women at all. What does this say about the opportunities for women in the industry if they do not have a seat or voice at the table? Layer this with the situation created by the pandemic, and it's not difficult to see why the climb to the top is going to be a harder challenge for women in India going forward. Which is why GWPR India. GWPR is a global organization for women in senior positions in PR and communications, which offers networking opportunities and events, cross-border support and knowledge sharing, and information on best practices in the industry. The focus is on supporting women in the PR industry and helping them advance into leadership positions. We started discussions on the formation of an India chapter for GWPR last year by holding multi-city roundtables for senior women in PR and communications, which helped us develop our charter. The pandemic put paid to our plans to have a formal launch. So we've had a soft launch via a LinkedIn group we created and have started to roll out our programs. Our initiatives are built around last year's survey results, and we will add this year's findings as well when they come out later this year. So we will continue to fine-tune our programs. Our programs include mentoring, both formal and informal, building leadership skills, knowledge sharing, not just within India, but across geographies, and networking events. They will also include conversations on the challenges and issues that women face in the PR and communications industry in India, and conversations with those who matter and make decisions. The focus is on creating a strong support backbone for women in PR and communications, where we can all progress together. It is an all of us for each of us, and an each of us for all of us approach. We hope more women will join what I believe is a very important platform for women in the PR and communications industry in India.
Thanks for talking to us, Melissa. We wish GWPR in India becomes an integral part of all women PR professionals in the country. Best wishes to you and to your team. Each of us for all of us, and all of us for each of us. That's what the PR industry is all about, isn't it? And I think it's time that we all come together, be a part of GWPR in India, and work for each other. Participate in the survey that Melissa spoke about. Please visit the LinkedIn page and see how you can be part of this initiative. Consider me retired. Does it ring a bell? Yes, of course. This is how cricketer MS Dhoni announced his retirement on Instagram. What we all noticed is Dhoni took to Instagram to make this announcement. It was not Twitter, it was not Facebook, it was not a press conference. It was Insta. Isn't this a huge promo for Insta? Like TV channels, they can now say, you heard it first on our platform. We spoke to Harish Bijur and asked him what he thought of this move and how will it benefit Insta. Harish Bijur, as we all know, needs no introduction. He's a brand expert, he's a strategy expert. Hi Harish, welcome to Mrugashira. What do you make out of Dhoni taking to Insta to make his retirement announcement?
For Instagram, getting a celebrity to make path-breaking announcements, such as the one that you and I heard Dhoni making, actually center stages the medium. Across other mediums as well, to say that, hey, Insta is bigger than all of you. Take that, Facebook. Take that, Twitter. Take that, everyone else. We live in a new day and age altogether. And Mahendra Singh Dhoni actually deciding to announce his retirement on Insta is an example of new mediums dominating over the old. Insta is that one quick, instant medium. It is visual, it's audio-centric, and it's text-centric. And you connect directly with your constituency, 1:1. So to that extent, Dhoni was connecting with his constituency of Insta followers, 1:1. Very appropriate, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks, Harish, for your powerful insight. That's all we have in this episode of Mrugashira. We had fun putting this together. We hope you had fun too. Email us your feedback. Our email address is mrugashira@digitales.co.in. I repeat, mrugashira@digitales.co.in. We thank our guests who are on this show today. We'll see you next week with another episode of the podcast. Until then, stay safe and have fun.